Together, we are Ash Friendly. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Ash Friendly. I'm your host, Seal Jones. I want to thank everyone for listening. I deeply appreciate it. I hope this podcast brings you light, love, and energy to yourself and to everyone else around you. Well, folks, today we're going to talk about something that's really important, and when we are interacting with people who are new to Ash Friendly, interacting with the people in the family that are in Ash Friendly, and that is the ability to understand how to communicate whether you're right or you're still learning. For example, when we go to a facility and we know that they're not really ADA compliant, even though the government says that they are, it's okay. We're not here to insult them or to beat them down or have a protest that you're wrong. No. We get that you made the bare minimum of being ADA compliant. We just know that certain groups and certain people, certain races, certain skin colors, cannot go to your facility. And that's okay. We're not mad at them. We are more happy that we educated the people around us. So that way, when we educated them, they know not to go. Not to go because of their safety, because they might get hurt by another human being. They might get hurt by the facility. They might get their feelings hurt because they don't want it. They're not feeling accepted. Or they might feel another way of like, well, my family's hurt, I'm hurt, and we just avoid it. And we avoid it in a way that's like very nice and pleasant. We just don't go. Until they wake up and realize that they're making a mistake and they're missing out on 40% of the population out there who is disabled. That is the business owner's choice, and it's his responsibility to fix it if they want to make more money. And that's how the world works. If you hit them where their pocket hurts, they will change. Until then, they do not understand what a disability is, what a struggle is, mentally or physically, because they're not in it. Now, as we are going through this, we talk to people politely, correctly, to inform them that, hey, this is what it means to be ADA compliant. Like true ADA compliant, meaning it's acceptable of all races, all colors, all nationalities, all disabilities. And they don't really need to, like, do a lot. Yes, a family bathroom is important, besides the whole gender problem that we have in society, where a lot of the society does not like or understand someone who is transgender or transitioning. But having family bathrooms helps that problem to allow them to come inside their facility to use the bathroom to not hurt someone who finds offensive or takes offense to people who are transitioning. It's okay. There's simple things. There's other places that say that they're ADA compliant by meaning they have, oh, I have a family bathroom and it has a bar on the, it has, you know, it's pretty got spacious room, but there's no bar on the wall. They may not have a bar accessible for someone to sit at the bar who is in a manual wheelchair. Or they don't have enough space for an electric wheelchair to come through. Because they don't see many people that are disabled out there. Because they're just hidden. They just are outcast. I'm like, oh, how do I interact with these people? How do you interact? Well, you interact with them being respectful, being kind, being understanding. Seeing their wheelchair and then seeing the human being, not just seeing the wheelchair. There's little things like that. Now, if we're going through something and we're going to a place that's new and it's not ADA accessible for the group of us, that's okay. We make it work. We figure out how to make it work piece by piece. And we have the supporting cast there to let us know what we can or cannot do. So we have able-bodied people with people who are suffering from mental or physical disabilities. And we constantly work on that step by step. Some things that we don't do is we don't insult them. We take our time. We be respectful. They will tell us where they need to put us in their facility. It's their place. They could turn us away and say, hey, it's okay. That's all right. We can say, hey, we got to kind of eat on the go because we can't go to the bathroom here. Because they can't go up the stairs. So where do we go? What do we do? It's all these like little things that people really have a hard time with. Because it's being respectful and not letting your anger and your rage take over because you're mad. Because they don't know what a disability is or what they're struggling with. But we give them time. We sit down, we sit with them. So they can know what we're going through. They can see it live from person to person. And they can see the struggle in our face, struggle in our bodies, and a struggle in our mind. So they can get a firsthand witness of what's it like to be in a wheelchair, what's it like to be just to be mentally different than everyone else. It's these baby steps that people have. And when they recognize us out there, they become more aware of like, well, I'm missing out on a lot of the population. If I had a place that had the bathroom for everyone, I would bring in 40% of more business. I'd be able to be more interactive with the community. Because at the they may or may not know this, depending on how their age is or depending what the who's around in their life, that they will be disabled at some point in their life. We all get there. And it's being respectful, like seeing, hey, I'm going to have people with dementia. I'm going to have people in my friendly that have strokes and stuff like that, mentally and physically. So I want to be able to know what I'm dealing with, how I can be more polite. And that's the kind of people and attitude that we're looking for when we're forming a completely ASH-friendly business. Now, sometimes it can get rude. It can get some right down nasty out there when they don't know what to do with us or don't know where to put us. And that's okay. They can insult us and say names at us and don't want us there. We'll just leave. We're not here to prove that we're right. We're not here to prove that, hey, everyone needs to be accepted. That is their choice not to accept us. That is their way of life of being too scared to know what to do with people who are disabled. And yes, a lot of the times it gets me angry, but you know what? I let it pass. I offer it to the Lord. Please take this away from me. This is for you. I hope that we did your work the best that we could. Because getting an argument and becoming a debate about who's right, who's wrong, is just no one wins. To insult someone constantly or insult another party or insult other people doesn't win. When both of them are ready to work together, that's when we win. So we'll come back. Not a problem. It's taking the baby steps and stuff like that, knowing when to walk away, when to engage, or when to fight sometimes because your life is at stake. It's a process, everyone. And everyone has to go through it at some time. And you pick and choose when you're weak, when you're strong, when you need help. That's it. Because there's no wrong. There is just more understanding. There's more knowledge. It's not that you're wrong. I just don't like saying that. You just don't know. I'm not here to hammer on people or insult them or insult their business. It's okay. We'll be here when you're ready. Well, folks, I'm going to leave you as I always leave you. You can love yourself, love the people around you, love the environment a little more every day, then we'll continue to make the world a safer and beautiful place. Thank you very much. Remember, together we are ASH-friendly.